Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Ms. Copes, please?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Arlita from Family First Care. I'm returning your calls.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I had got a call. I talked to my my worker because I was telling them to write me a letter for like the unemployment or my food stamps while I'm not working. And they said to call a job, and the job said I quit. That's not true.
We tried to offer you other cases.
Nobody
I
didn't offer me
texted
no
you.
other. Wait a minute. Nobody didn't offer me no other cases. You didn't offer me anything. I talked to my worker, my coordinator. It wasn't no jobs offer or anything to me. He told me to wait. Nobody offered me anything. I said I had already had a job. So it was no job offer. Go ahead.
Okay, but I asked Yona. And he said that he did call and that, as a matter of fact, you blocked him. I sent you
I
text
blocked who?
Messages. You blocked us, Family First.
That's a lie. I blocked him. He told me didn't want us to call. I didn't block. You can get him on a line with me now because I just got finished talking to him. So I know he didn't tell you that.
When did you talk to him?
I talked to him today, Robin. Yes.
No.
He told me.
I'm
he told me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he told me that Miss whatever her name is didn't need me no more, and then I was going to wait for another client. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, while I'm waiting for that, write me a letter stating it so I can get unemployment or food stamps until you have a client for me. But they said I quit. All that wasn't true. I'm confused. When the letter say I'm waiting for availability.
Okay. I also have my text messages that I sent to you that it said that they were, let me pull it up so I can tell you what the message is.
You're not blocked. I never had no text message from you. Never, I never had no touch, and I'm on my phone now. I don't even talk to you. This just when you send me something. Only thing I talk to you is when I needed an ID. You said this is my the code for my picture ID. That's all me and you talked about. I keep all my receipts. That's it.
So the last time I texted you was on August 14th. And it said carrier rejected message.
Why would it say that? What number you called me off of?
The number I was calling you from?
Uh-huh.
267-551-7403.
See that? That's the problem. They had the wrong number. My number been updated. My phone number is 267-445-1395. I've been using this for years since I've been working. You've been calling the wrong number the whole time.
So 445-215-5059.
Been my number for a whole year. Yep. Yep. And my coordinator had that number. You've been calling the number the whole time, the wrong number. That's why I was confused. Like, what you talking about? And I had inboxed you off of this number, text you off of this number, and you was like, I got it. It's right now. And I said I needed a new ID. You said, okay. And I sent you said send a picture of and I did that. I don't know why you don't have that. I keep all my receipts. Just in case something like this was gonna happen, that I had backup.
Okay.
Y'all never caught me. So maybe it was y'all mistake. No one never caught me. That's not even my number.
Was that ever your number?
That was my number a long time ago. I've been upgraded this number. Y'all been had this 445 number since I've been working y'all for a year. So that other number was never in use. Never. That number been was deleted. Y'all been contacting me on a 445 number for a long time. And the only way I contact you is if I need a new ID. That's it.
So our administrator is on vacation, So I'm going to send him a message because there's not really anything that I can do. I can't undo what I did because it's not, you can't like undo it. And as far as unemployment, we have to pay that.
Okay, but that's due unto me because I'm not working.
I understand you're not working, but like usually you would find another job if you lose your job.
Well, you mean usually I would find another job. I didn't have another job, so I could apply for unemployment. There's no other job.
Oh my goodness! I'm gonna have our administrator give you a call.
And what are you calling me for?
Because I can no longer help you.
What you mean?
I can't undo the unemployment stuff. I can't.
Oh, why not? Who could do it?
That's why I need you to talk to the administrator. I will call him and have him give you a call.
Oh, when he off vacation?
I'm going to call him on vacation so he can call you.
Yeah, because I need to know what's going on because all that over there was
not necessary. I'm going to call. I'm breaking.
No. I didn't say I was going to call him. Just listen to me because you're not
listening.
I'm going to
call him. I am hearing. But
yeah,
I'm
going
to want to
call him. I'm telling you, I said how long it would take for him to call me.
That's why I said I'm going to call him right now.
Somebody call me from y'all. Yep, right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. He will give you a call.
He will give me a call. Do you know when?
Marquita, please. I'm going to call him.
You getting upset with me because this is your mistake.
It's not my mistake. It is not my mistake.
It is because you had the wrong number, and then you're being disrespectful to me, and I ain't saying nothing to you. I'm just talking
to you.
You're
yelling at. I'm not even going through this. I'm going to call him.
What?
And
but
have
this
him
your
call
mistake,
you.
Though.